The rest of the story. Benjamin Hart was a master builder. In only a few days, he would be on his way to Winnipeg, Canada, to start a new business and a new life. His wife Esther and their only child, a 7-year-old daughter, would accompany him. All three were excited about the move. The Harts had had their tickets for weeks before they were informed of the inconvenience. There had been a transportation strike. The family would have to travel otherwise. And from that moment on, Esther was just not the same. Daughter Eva immediately noticed the change in her mother. She appeared distracted at first, distant and pensive, and then obviously worried. Until after a while, Mrs. Hart, for no apparent reason, would simply burst out crying. Husband Ben, concerned, asked what was the matter. But Esther didn't know. Just something dark and puzzling, frightening her, but beyond that, she couldn't say. Little Eve had never seen her mother weep before, was particularly disturbed by these frequent episodes. Nevertheless, the tearful outbursts continued through the day of their departure. Perhaps the trip itself would cheer up his wife, Ben hoped, but it did not. As their journey progressed, Esther found herself unable to sleep at night. Utterly unable. She'd sit up, wide awake, fully dressed, reading, fretting. Then she'd sleep during the day. Ben became self-conscious. What will people think, he pleaded with Esther, but his wife grew more determined by the hour that at least one of them should be awake at all times. And that's the way it was. Let me pause here just for a moment. The Hart's little girl, Eva, she grew up to be a remarkable young woman. She'd become a British magistrate. In fact, she would be honored by England's Queen for her charitable work. She would travel the world. And yet Eva Hart would be 75 years old before finally visiting Winnipeg, Canada. That's the place where she was supposed to have grown up from the age of 7. Obviously, she didn't get there on that earlier trip. In fact, Eva and her parents never arrived there. They were detoured by an event unforeseen. That is, unforeseen except perhaps by Eva's mother. Her father, Ben, died on that journey. Eva and her mother returned to England. And yet, had Esther Hart not been haunted by a vague and horrible premonition of disaster after her passage on another ship had been canceled, had she not stayed awake each night during the trip, she, Eva's mother, might have been asleep that one night, April 14, 1912, and she would not have felt the ever so slight bump when the iceberg contacted the opposite side of the ship, and she would surely have been caught below decks in second class, and therefore certainly would not have reached with her daughter as she did one of the last lifeboats, one of the last to be cast away from that fated and infamous ocean liner, the one whose boast of unsinkability some said flew in the face of God, the Titanic. Now you know the rest of the story.